What? This is?
Darshan.
Darshan Prestha Viraha. Tivra. Prestha.
Darshan Prestha Viraha. Tivra Tapta Subha.
Yes.
Shloka Rasan Jandai. 29 chapter. These are parents, they have Srila Suraj Goswami, Raghunatha Goswami and Gopal Bhatta Goswami. So they are eager to listen for me about Vilas Kusumanjali.
They should say.
Yes.
You are not an authorized person.
I am a lawyer.
Where is your book, Kalpanama?
He is trying to earn his keep. We have paid him such a high fee that he feels obliged. We did have some discussions, and we thought that perhaps we should begin with Vilakkusumanjali again. And automatically...
For next day. Not today.
Not today? You have not prepared.
I see something. And you have seen?
Yeah.
I think you are always...
This is Vilakkusumanjali?
The last verse that we did was Vairagya Yug Bhakti Rasam Prayasnaya Apaya Yamam Anupipsham Andam Kripam Budirya Paraduka Duki Sanatana Sam Prabham Ashrayam. This was the last verse that you spoke to us.
जी का दर्शन करने जा रहे हैं गोवर्धन और कोई साथ में है
नहीं कोई नहीं
अकेले चली जाएंगी
हाँ दर्शन करने पर कम ना कोई हिम्मत नहीं पड़ती है अकेले की दर्शन
Vairagya Yug Bhakti Rasa.
That you did.
Then, seven. Any question? We should go.
You should go. I mean, you should speak. As you did last time. We have the word for word translated. Mm-hmm. But we have no commentary. Would you prefer to have a day for reading ahead? Is it better for you to begin it tomorrow so that you can prepare?
As you like today, but I'll have to see something. अति उत्कटेन नितरां विरहा अन्नलेन दज्यमान हृदया किल कापि दासि हा स्वामिनी खणमिह प्रणयेन गाढ़ आक्रंदनेन विधुरा विलपामि पद्मे। At first, in some shlokas, he has two kinds of prayers. One in his Swarupa Avesh. Understanding Swarupa Avesh?
Yes, it is eternal identity.
That is, she is Radha Dasi, internally.
Rati Manjari.
Rati Manjari or Tulsi Manjari.
Both.
And other is, he is in, as he is in Raghunath Das Goswami.
Yes. Charitable.
But this Roop is not also material, because in this shape he is Parikara of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So both Aves are Chinmay, Nitya. But one is with Radhika and Krishna, and one is with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One is Sadhak Sari, as a Raghunath Das Goswami. But that Avesh is Siddha Sarup. Rati Manjari is not a Sadhan Sari. This is in Sarup Siddha Avastha. Here he is telling that Kilo Kapi Dasi in male form, anyone cannot enter in the realm of Radha Krishna or to the service, in the service of Srimati Radhika. Only in Gopi Swarup anyone can enter there. So in Raghunath shape he cannot go there. So he is telling that I am Kapi Dasi, I am any Dasi, Dandayamana Hidaya. Means he is always with Srimati Radhika. Why he is repenting? She is repenting. So he is saying, in this male form, she is not seeing Radhika and Krishna or all gopis. By outer, she is feeling separation, but it goes into also in Swarup of that gopi also. Whether a sadhak is not in his internal gopi bhav, but if he has some greed, that he can also follow Raghunath Das Goswami. We are not seeing Radhika. But yet we can have sorrow that any dukh that we are not seeing Radhika. So Raghunath Goswami is feeling so much separation for Srimati Radhika, and at first in sadhak, and then he enters in aves to Gopi Bhav.
Is Raghunath Das conscious of both Siddha and as Rati Manjari, and as Raghunath Das conscious of both at the same time, or he goes from one to the other in his consciousness?
What?
Is he sometimes conscious of being Raghunath Das and other times he is thinking, I am Rati Manjari, or at the same time thinking both?
Now he is in avesh of Rati Manjari and feeling separation. আমাদের কাছে বিলাপ পুষ্পাঞ্জলি কোন টিকা বলে না, বিলাপ পুষ্পাঞ্জলির মধ্যে বোধ হয় ইয়ে আছে, রঘুনাথ দাস গোস্বামীর আছে না বইটা, ওর মধ্যে হতে পারে ওইটা নিয়ে।
Is there more than one tikka?
I want tikka that. This has been published from Radhakund. But we don't want to follow so many other things.
Whose speaker is this?
Any Bangeshwar Vidya Bhushan.
Is there a famous speaker for this Virakpasa Mantra? Vishana Chakravarti Thakur?
Only this Vidya Bhushan Bangeshwar eminent. He is telling that, O Swamini, I am any Dasi, Radhika Dasi. He is telling to Radhika that I am any Dasi. I am sitting in Govardhan, anywhere. I am so much feeling separation and want to do some prayer in your lotus feet. That is called Vilap Kusmandali. She is telling that if Srimati Radhika is asking her that why you are doing bilap, he is telling that I cannot wear the separation. Birahan, Nitaram. And that is why I want to tell my heart's
desire
to your food. No other commentary. Then, आगे चलें.
Last time when you spoke to us, I remember you were reading from your own notes. Perhaps you made some notes the previous day. Do you desire to do that this time?
What?
Last
then आगे पढ़े तो नोट करें इंटर डाटर बोलते हैं तो तुम्हारे
काले भालो होते.
Is that better?
Yes.
I can ask some other questions.
Or we can do that.
I have some questions to ask. And he also has. And tomorrow you will prepare. I was reading Sankalpa Kalpa Druma, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur.
Okay.
So, at the end of this, he offers prayers to certain personalities. And I was hoping you would tell me who were those personalities. He at the end of this Sankalpa Kalpa Druma, after expressing himself, then he offers his prayers to certain persons. Do you need to see the Sankalpa Kalpa Druma? I think text number 89.
अरे उठा को था छोटो वाली
तो बाइन
नहीं ना हले वो एक तो नियर वो इटा और मुझे हाँ आज यहाँ से जल्दी.
He says, O most compassionate one, O goddess of auspicious.
What is the number?
Text number
89. Hey Tulasi.
Hey Tulasi. So who is that Tulasi? Is it Raghunath Das or
Raghunath Das Goswami? And other also.
Then he says in text.
88, 89. Guru Prasad Labdha Nanya Kya Tadguru Tadguru Siddha Dehasya. Means the name of his Guru Siddha Deha is Tulasi. Understand?
Raghunatha.
No.
No.
Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is Guru.
In his Siddha Deha.
His
Tulsi.
In Siddha Deha.
That means Tulsi Manjari.
Tulsi Manjari. His name is also Ram Narayan. Radharaman. Radharaman, no? Radharaman. His Guru Deha. His name is Tulsi Manjari.
So there's two Tulsi Manjari?
So many, it may be. Judge for second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth.
So Raghunath Das Goswami is called Tulsi sometimes.
But we know all that Raghunath Das Goswami is Tulsi Manjari. He's famous.
Then next he says, in number 91, Hey Ranga Manjari.
91.
Hey Ranga Manjari.
Hey Ranga Manjari. Rangmanjari, Tasya Param Gurudev. That is your name? कौन बैठे थे हाँ वो दीजिए गंगा चरण गंगा नारायण चक्रवर्ती या गंगा
परम गुरु
परम गुरु रंग मंजरी
देन प्रेम मंजरी
प्रेम मंजरी
एंड गौरगण जश दीपिका
ये प्रेम इत्यादि तद्गुरु माने परम गुरु गुरु
पर पर गुरु
एंड विलास मंजरी इज नरोत्तम ठाकुर बोला है ये अबार अन्य समवन टेल दैट विलास मंजरी इज योग गोस्वामी आल्सो
हाउ डू यू व्हाट डू यू से What do you say?
He also.
Jiva
Sam. Jiva Sam.
Prem Manjari is mentioned in Gauragona Desha Deepika.
That may be another.
Somebody just Then after this, he says in text 92, Manjulali.
Manjulali. Loknath Goswami.
Then Gunamanjari.
Gunamanjari. Gunamanjari Gopal Bhatta Goswami is famous. But I see here. Loknath Goswami is Manjulali. He Gunamanjari Gopal Bhatta Goswami. Rasike Rasmanjari Iti Raghunath Bhatta Goswami.
Who?
Rasmanjari.
It's Raghunath Bhatta. Then Banumati.
Banumati here is telling that Jiva Goswami.
How can these names seem to... Why is this confusion, apparent confusion?
Those who have seen in that form, he is telling... No, yeah, but Biswanath Chakravarti Thakur is not telling anything. No,
the Tika is by whom?
By he has not told. But here it is that
and Lavanga Manjari
here
Sanatan Goswami I think text
Bhanumati text Long Manjari
Lavanga Manjari
Long Manjari, Bhanu, Long Manjari is told to Sanatana Goswami. He has not written here. But we know that. Here Rup Manjari is Rup Goswami.
another question? We see that Srimati Radhika has so many servants, maid servants, so many dasis. Everyone is just her maid servant. Now, she was the princess, the daughter of Rishabhanu Maharaj. So in Jabat where Abhimanyu and Jyotila are residing and Srimati Radhika is there, do all of these maid servants of hers, do all of those who are serving her, can they openly serve her, or are they keeping their service somewhat concealed?
Is that my telling you after me? Better.
Huh? All of in Jawas, are all of those who are serving her, are they openly serving her, or must they keep their, because she is the princess, Vrishabhanu Maharaj's daughter. So can they serve her very openly, or do they also have to only serve her when she is in her own quarters? Or openly can they act as if they are her servants?
There are so many gopis, and there are of several kinds. Those who are inclined to Srimati Radhika, Saritadi Sakha, Chitra, Chakra, Srimati, and others, those who are in Radhar Anugatya, they are serving to Srimati Radhika openly.
Openly. In front of Abhimanyu, in front of Jyotila, no problem.
No, because Vishakha is also some relative to Abhimanyu or Jyotila Kutila. And Radhika also. Lalita has also some relation. Anang Manjari has also. There are sisters, and she has also been married to Javat with the younger brother, and Chota Bhai, younger brother of Abhimanyu. And Rup Manjari and all others also very near and dear to Jatila and Abhimanyu. Anyhow, they live in Javat and they openly serve Srimati Radhika, but not as a maid servant, in equal rank as a Sakhi Desar. They don't think that Radhika is princess and we are servant. There is no such mood there. All are in equal rank. Sometimes they also rebuke Radhika. They also teach something. Also Radhika serves also Lalita Vishakha. So there is no question of service there, or all equal rank. But yet they serve, not as a princess, but their bosom sakhi friend.
And this Jyotila, during Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time, she appeared as Ramchandra Puri.
Yes, yes.
Sometimes it is. I have read that.
It may be, but I have not read it for her.
I think
it may be. Anywhere.
In Gaurgona Deshadipika, it
is
said that Ramchandra Puri was some empowered person, empowered by Jyotila.
It may be. By symptoms it seems. Also, Srivasacharya, वो जो थी ना, जिसको कीर्तन से बाहर कर दिया था,
वो सातुरी,
the mother-in-law of Srinivas is called Jyotila perhaps.
Of Srinivas or Srivas?
Srivas.
Srivas.
Who was driven out from Sankirtan Ras.
Maharaj, sometimes you advise us to pray to Gurudev or pray to Krishna. So I want to ask you to tell us more how to pray. We see there are prayers, for example, in Srimad Bhagavatam stotras, prayers of Akrura, prayers of Prahlad. So I understand prayers can be listened. Then there are prayers in the mind. But is this what you mean when you advise us to pray? I want to know more how to do such an important function as to pray to Gurudev and to pray to Krishna.
We don't know how to pray Krishna or Guru, but our acharyas and Vaishnava has done so. So in their footprint, in their words, we can pray to Gurudev. Like Raghunath Das Goswami ne ki bolche na Gurudever ekta bandana
dharunanda
Gurudever ekta bandana chhe pranam kare majhe majhe bhule jachhi
radha kundamo gurudever
gurudever
namashrestam
manubapi sati putra matra swarupam rupam tasya agrajuri purim mathrim ghost vatim राधा कुंडम गिरिवर महो राधिका माधवासम प्राप्तो जस्य प्रथित कृपया श्री गुरु तम निकोष हियर इट अकार इट नाम सिस्टम मनी बट दिस श्लोक इज ऑथेंटिक वेरी गुड श्लोक एनी गुड डिवोटी इज प्रेइंग दैट नाम सिस्टम हरिनाम कृष्ण नाम नाम श्रेष्ठम मनुमपि मंत्र गोपाल मंत्र काम गायत्री एंड ऑल मंत्र मनुमपि सती पुत्र चैतन्य महाप्रभु राधा अंग कांति युक्त कृष्ण इमर्ज इन आराधिका भाव That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Manumapi Sati Putra Matra Swarupam. Rupam Tasya Agrajam. Puri Purim. Mathuring. Ghostavati. Mathuring Ghostavati. Mane those gopis who are so much feeling separation when Krishna goes to Mathura. That is called Mathuring Ghostavati. This is called Mathur Bhav. When Krishna goes to Mathura and gopis are feeling so much separation, goes to Bhartim, Radha Kundam,
Rupam
Tasya Agraja, Rupam Tasya Agraja, Tasya Agraja, Sanatan Goswami, Tasya Agraja Mapi, Mathurim, goes to Bhartim, Radha Kundam, Giribaramaho, Giriraj Govardhan. He is always seeing and feeling the pastimes of Radha and Krishna and Radha, Krishna and all cowherds, boys, everything. Especially Pramada Madana Leela Kandare Kandare Te Rachiyate Namajuno Dandam Ashmin Namandam Itikil Kalanathak Lagna Kastad Dvayarume Nija Nikat Nivasam Dehi Govardhana. You are something?
Yeah.
Pramada Madana Leela. Kandare Kandare Te. In every your kunja, in every your cave, you see and test the meetings of gopis, especially with Radha in kunja, day and night. For eight prahars and you become so much pleased that Astasattvic bhav comes in you, seeing all these things, testing all these lila. So I pray that you should inject me all these things in my heart. So Giriraj Govardhan or Radha Kundam Girivarmaho Radhika Madhavasam, to serve all these things, I have great lalasa. Lalasa?
Longing.
And it has been prapto. I have received all these things, so much greed towards all these things. And you were given, Gurudev. So you have given all these things, greed towards all this, to serve. So I am praying you. Here one has received actually the asha. Asha means greed. Kamana. Kamana, you know?
Desire.
Already he has received desire from his Gurudev. Then he is praying that to whom I have received this thing, I bow down to that Gurudev. Actually we have not received this thing. But yet, to have this greed, we are praying to God and Gurudev. So when that word comes, the prapto aham, that I have received already, this word pinches us. That Raghunath Das Goswami, any has done prayer to their Gurudev, because they have received this thing and they are doing these things, so they are so much debted to their Gurudev. They are testing all these things, so they are praying. But we are praying here only to have greed from Gurudev. So this should come in this prayer, that we have not received yet, and we are trying to have this thing from our Gurudev. So, O Gurudev, give that greed in your heart. So, likewise, so many slokas are there for Gurudev. Gurudev, jaise, O Gurudev, you are very near and dear Sakhi to Krishna and Radhika, and you always serve Srimati Radhika. You are so beautiful Kishori. So, please accept us as your dasi. This is also a
what
prayer.
Is the Sanskrit.
Huh?
Sanskrit for that prayer.
Sanskrit. Oh, stavali, stavmala.
Huh?
Dekhen. Wahan par hai ki kahan?
Radham Kunnabara Sambhav.
He can tell our most priya guru is Lalita. Ja kaam api Brajakule Vrishubhan. They are all masters. Ja kaam api Brajakule Vrishubhan jaya Prakshasta pakta padamim anurudhyamana Saddhasta deshta ghatanena kitarthayanti Saving Gunais Lalitang Lalitang. Oh Lalita, you are my most very priya guru. You. Our guru has told, our guru Sakhi has told us that you should take the Radha, Lalita's feet so
firmly.
Firmly. Don't leave. I have heard from him, her, Gurudev, that any man or any devotee of Braja or out of Braja, Kamapi, anyone who goes to Braja, and he wants that I should be very near and dear, and so bina mulle ki dasi, unpaid maid servant, I want to be of Radhika. O Lalite, you should fulfill my this desire. I know that I am not fit for this. I am not qualified. I know it all. But I have desire. What can I do whether a desire comes like this? If Lalita knows that she has desire to serve Srimati Radhika, he at once manages it and he takes and engages in Radhika Das. I have heard. So please have your mercy upon me that any day, in any birth, I have your soul this mercy. We can pray like this. Badami unan bhajami radham aravinda netram. I have any idea. I have heard from anyone, our Gurudev, our Vaishnava. That is so beautiful, so merciful, so sundari, beautiful, and so madhurya, that I have dared to come to her to pray her feet. Although I have no quality for all these things, but seeing the qualities of Srimati Radhika, I have dared to pray Srimati Radhika. And I know that she is Sarvagya. She will hear. Certainly he will hear all. So, bhajami radham aravinda netram. Aravinda netram means eyes like
lotus.
Why? Because lotus are fragrant. They have some smell, good smell. They are very soft, komal. Komal?
Soft.
So soft. Your softness is that if anyone is any distress, in difficulty, and he is weeping, then heart becomes soft and she will certainly do mercy upon us. So he is giving instance of lotus. So your eyes are like lotus. And you are मतलब तुम कृष्ण रंग में रंग गई है. सब समय अनुराग रंग में. अनुराग means red. The color of अनुराग is red. She is immersed in कृष्ण अनुराग. So her eyes here and there in the corner is like a lotus, some reddish. I want that kind of anurag upon me, and you can do it. So there are some hidden meaning in these words. Oh Srimati Radhika, bhajami radham aravinda netram asmarami radham madhurasmitabhyam. And I am remembering that you are kya madhur smitabhyam smita sweet
smiling face.
Smiling face. Why she is smiling? Why she is smiling? She had done some man. And Krishna was trying to subside,
pacify.
But he was, but she was not becoming pleased. She told that you cannot love other than me to anyone. What Srimati told, Krishna did so. Now he is so pleased, and now she is smiling that I have conquered Krishna, and I am doing. He is doing everything what I am telling. So he is Madhura Smitabhyam. She is singing towards gopis. Now I have conquered Krishna.